You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Lashana Moore. She is a massage therapist and also an acupuncturist, and we're going to learn a little bit about her business today, Heavenly Hands Massage and Acupuncture. And welcome to the show, Ms. Moore.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, all right, so tell me a little bit about your business, Heavenly Hands Massage and Acupuncture. What sort of massage and acupuncture sessions do you perform, and where do you do that? Where do you work out of?
Well, first off, Heavenly Hands Massage and Acupuncture is a totally mobile massage spa.
What?
So we go to our clientele. Yes, sir.
Wow.
We have two buses right now, currently working on our third. So we pull up to your home, your office, wherever you would like. You come on the bus, you get your services, and our massages range from Swedish up to sports. We do acupuncture, metacupping, which is a vacuum cupping to help dispel stagnant fluids. We do warm bamboo, which is actually a bamboo sticks and rosewood that are heated in a heating pad and used to massage the body to help loosen hard muscles. We do hot stone massage, prenatal, and all range of massage.
Wow. Lashana, I had no idea. All right. So if I'm a business owner, let's just say, and I want to buy my entire office massages, I can call up Heavenly Hands Massage and Acupuncture, and you will drive right up to my office, and all my workers can go out there and do their thing?
Yes, sir. We will set up a schedule. That way everyone will know what time to come downstairs or whatever, and which door to come out of, so they're right there at the buses. We come. Like I said, we work with the schedule. Everyone comes, gets serviced at their scheduled time, and go right back to work.
Well, Shana, that is amazing. Now, how did you come up with this?
Well, I've been a massage therapist for over 7 years, and lugging the table after a while gets cumbersome. Lugging the table, you can only offer maybe one or two other services because you're carrying everything. So
right.
I sat down, prayed on it, and this is what the guy gave me.
And the idea was a mobile massage and acupuncture station.
Correct. That way everything is one-stop shop. You come in. Because our slogan is, what's the worst part of the best massage of your life? It's having to drive home.
Yes.
You're stuck behind a little old lady who's riding her blinker. You're behind an accident. Someone's tailgating you. So all the stress that you just relieved with your massage, you got it right back before you even made it home.
That is unreal. That is such a great needed service. You are 100% correct on that. Yes, I've had 3 massages in my life. I can count them on one hand because each of them was amazing. But yes, the drive home was the worst experience of that massage.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Now,
so
Lashana,
Heavenly Hands Massage. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what is the ultimate goal here? I mean, do you want to expand? You were talking about working on a third bus. Now, would you like to take this idea across the country or even around the world? I mean, I've never seen anything like this before.
I would love to do that, but then even with that, each state has their own bylaws, and then you do have other companies
right.
who are branching out and doing it as well. But even with that, they're contractors, so they may hire a group of therapists to go into someone's office building and different things like that. But I would love to franchise this and branch it out.
Now, what's your current clientele actually look like? Are you dealing a lot with businesses, or are you actually pulling up to like people's homes?
I deal a lot mostly with accident victims. We do medical massage as well. So 90% of my clientele are post-accident victims. So we do have a great clientele of medical massage and acupuncture clients.
So
pull up to your job, your home, wherever.
So in essence, I mean, I didn't even think of that aspect. I was thinking more of the aspect because I'm lazy and I hate to drive home. But yeah, I mean, an accident victim who's prone, maybe can't walk or can't,
mm-hmm.
or just the idea of leaving the house is probably so stressful.
Exactly.
You pull right up to their house and they come out and you do a medical massage on them.
Yes, sir. And then even for our handicapped or bedridden people, we do still go in-home and service, but we would prefer people to come out. But for those who are handicapped or bedridden or just don't want to come out, we do still go in-home with the table.
Get out of here. Now, how many massage therapists do you have on staff? How many people are actually performing these in the two buses that you currently have?
We currently have one per bus. We're working on the third bus, but I work with a group of therapists. So when I do have events, I do have a group of therapists that I can pull that will branch out with me to do, you know, chair massage events and different events like that.
Since you're basically like the queen here and the leader, do you still get your hands in there? Do you still massage yourself?
Oh, yes, every day.
Wow.
Oh, yes, I drive one bus, and I have one employee that drives the other bus. Oh, yes, I work every day.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, you were talking a little bit. Now, we don't have a lot of time here, but one of the things that you were talking about that I found interesting was the cupping, and only I think because it's so prevalent now, I think, with the Michael Phelps, and I think people are just starting to come over to what exactly that is. Could you talk a little bit about cupping and what exactly it helps?
Cupping is an Asian modality that started years ago. Back in the day, they used glass cups and shells, and they used fire to create the vacuum. Now, Michigan does not allow that, so the cupping people, right, because there are so many ways that you can injure and burn a client.
Right.
So Ace Cupping has come up with a vacuum machine that actually does the manual cupping for you, or you can buy the silicone cups. There are so many different varieties of cupping, but what you all are seeing on, like, Michael Phelps and the different Olympians is stagnant cupping. That's where you see the circles.
Right.
That's prevalent for if you're trying to unlock a muscle and different things like that. I do stagnant cupping, but for the most part, we do massage cupping where you're moving the cups so you're not seeing just circle blotches everywhere.
And what
so it's metacupping massage that you're moving the fluid and you're working with the lymphatic drainage system so that the person may be suffering from edema and different things help dispel the fluids from their body.
And the stagnant cupping, which is the Michael Phelps stuff, that's where the cups are just placed in one area and left there for a certain period of time?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, LaShawna, we unfortunately do have to end the show in just about a minute, but where can people find this amazing service online? Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
And I have a website.
Okay.
It's HHS, the three letters, Harry Sam. So it's HHS6727.com.
That is amazing. LaShawna Moore, everybody, really making waves down there in Detroit, Michigan. That is just incredible. I've never heard of such a thing, and I feel like I need it right now. I wish you were outside my office.
Well, LaShawna, when you travel to Michigan, come on over.
100%. You mark my words. I will be down there. LaShawna Moore, everybody, thank you so much for coming on. We wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.